the lies of the third temple, part 105. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yapachua in South Africa, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written or have a question, just contact us at our WhatsApp number, international number plus 27 0722 367 124. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. But please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are busy with in English as well. And for those that can speak Afrikaans, on my website, under the website HTTPS, I'm going to give it in Afrikaans, https://yapashua, die seense naam. .co.za, meer as 3000 videos. Ek kan gaan kyk daarna. Now what I've been saying, that we were just speaking in the heavenly language now. Yeah, we're in the southern point of Africa, but we have our own language, Afrikaans. So, and we love our language. So what happens is, I was just saying that there's more than 3000 videos in Afrikaans on YouTube concerning different messages. And I just gave the website number. Should you require any of the information, you can just give us a ring. You can also send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and a notepad. Very welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. We are busy with very interesting information. Trust that this study today was going to be a blessing unto you. In the name above every other name. The Bible says he has received the name above every other name in heaven and in earth. The name Yahashua. We are going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. We're still busy with the research, Temple Institute of Jerusalem. Now, he says, even as a child, Gershon Solomon knew that God was calling him to continue the work for the redemption of the people of Israel. The redemption. Tell me, Israel, since 1948, were they kept in captivity? They came to Jerusalem. Were they in captivity? No. No. Why had they been to be redeemed? The redemption of the people of Israel. Gibson was involved as a youth in the War of Independence. He was arrested at the age of 11 by the British Mandatory Police. Later, when he joined the IDF, he led a company to the Golden Heights. In 1985, in a battle with the Syrian army, Mr. Solomon was injured accidentally when, in the heat of the confusion of battle, he was run over by a tank. Syrian soldiers are trained to shoot again. Syrian soldiers are trained to shoot again any wounded Israel soldier. When they were about to shoot again Mr. Solomon, they all suddenly ran away. Later, these Syrian soldiers reported to United Nations officers, they have seen thousands of angels around this IDF officer and therefore fled. Listen to the stories. It was this time that Mr. Solomon heard the voice of God speaking to him that he was not yet finished with him. Gershon Solomon understood that this is a divine call to concentrate himself to the work of the Temple Mount. Shame. After 1 year in hospital, Mr. Solomon has recovered sufficiently to return to his unit, even though he now walked on crutches. continued his service in the defense of the land of Israel, feels that the greatest moment in his life thus far was the participation in the liberation of the Temple Mount and Jerusalem during the Six-Day War. He believed at the moment that the circle was closed between his generation and the generation of the destruction of the Temple in 70 AY. How can you talk such rubbish? This is the idea of one person. That the circle has been closed between the generation from 70 AY when Emperor Titus actually seized Jerusalem, burned the temple down, demolished Jerusalem, sold the Jews sold them as slaves. And now, in his life, he concluded the circle. There's no scripture to say that. Moshe Dayan, the defense minister of Israel in 1967, made a terrible decision by returning control to the Temple Mount to the Muslim authorities in Jerusalem. I also think it was a wrong move. But Yafa has a plan with it. Since that time, Muslim Arabs have maintained control of the critical biblical site. Gershon Salomon recognized the tragedy of this action and formed the Temple Mount Foundation Organization. So who's the leader? This guy that thinks that he's the sort of Messiah for the Israelites. No way. Since the time he has conducted himself to be a version of the consecrating the Temple Mount to the name of God, to removing the Muslim shrine placed there as a symbol of Muslim conquest, to the soon rebuilding of the third temple there, and the godly redemption of the people of the land of Israel. So under his jurisdiction, under his leadership, he believes the third temple will be built. Let's see what happens. Will the Muslims allow it? I say no. Long-term objectives. Liberating the Temple Mount from Arab Islamic occupation. The Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque were placed on the Jewish... were placed on this Jewish or biblical holy site as a specific sign of Islam conquest to domination. The Temple Mount can never be consecrated to the name of God without removing these pagan shrines. It has been suggested that they be removed, transferred to and rebuilt at Mecca. Do you think they will ever do that? Never in a thousand generations. The Muslims is there to stay. Why? Because they are the green horse rider. Revelation 6 verse 9. Chloros, chlorophyll, green. What's the main color of Islam? It's green. There's nothing like a grey horse. It's a green horse that was turned or rewritten to seems to be like a grey horse. I want to urge you to get my book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation. It's a thick, nearly 800 A4 pages book. You will fall off your chair, you can believe me. And what have I done? Because I don't belong to no church or denomination, I give you all the biblical facts with the scriptures, and you can decide who's lying to whom. The Temple Mount can never be consecrated to the name of God without removing the pagan shrines. And that will never, never, ever happen. It has been suggested that they be removed, transformed, transferred, and be rebuilt at Mecca. But they say they won't, because Muhammad has ascended into heaven, while his bones is in Mecca, Medina. Consecrating the Temple Mount to the name of God, so that it can become the moral and spiritual center of Israel, of the Jewish people and of the entire world, according to the word of all the Hebrew prophets. The Hebrew prophets only prophesied up to Yahushua. Did you know that? The Hebrew prophets never prophesied beyond Yahushua. Go read Hebrew 1 verse 1 in the New Testament. He says, in the old time with the forefathers, God or Yahweh spoke to the people through the prophets. But today, that's from 2,000 years ago, since the life of Yahushua. But today, he's speaking to us through his son, Yahushua, the Ruach HaKodesh. Doesn't speak through prophets anymore. These guys making themselves be prophets and apostles today, they can't be apostles to start off with because they haven't seen Yahushua alive. That's the first criteria to be an apostle. And over the world, there's many, many apostles today. Albernado, he's making apostles here, making apostles there. In South Africa, there's different guys as apostles today, but they made themselves apostles. Or Albernado made them apostles. Him himself never been an apostle. They can't be apostles because they never saw Yahushua. That's the criteria. And now we come to prophets. Oh, but it's part of the fivefold ministry. Apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, and teacher. So, two of the fivefold ministries have been fulfilled. The apostle and the prophet. He's using the pastor, evangelist, and the teacher today. That's why Yahushua said the gospels need to be preached all over the world. But people is hanging on to prophets today. People is hanging on to people prophesying. And most of the time, they're talking a lot of crap. God said this, and God said this, and God said this, and the earth is going to be dissolved in this time. And every time it's the middle of September, every year, middle of September, something bad is going to happen. Whether it's a full moon or an eclipse or in South Africa we are laughing about all these prophet stories. And you want to know what? They never come back and say, sorry, I've made a mistake. I've made a mistake. It's not God, as they called him, who made the mistake. You see, the Bible says, all sins shall be forgiven unto you, but what you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. And what is that? That's when you, as a prophet, you own making yourself a prophet, saying that God has said this, and God has said that, and God has never said it. You will not be forgiven. That's the Bible that says so. It's not profanity. That's what the word says. So it says that it became the center, the temple mount must again be the mount where Israel can build their third temple. Now if they want the third world war or the battle of Armageddon to happen, touch the temple mount. Touch the dome of the rock. And that will be the end of Israel. Consecrating the Temple Mount to the name of God so that it can become the moral and spiritual center of Israel, of the Jewish people and of the entire world, entire world. What have the entire world to do with it? Zero. Nothing. Nix. Aziku. Now I've spoken to you in 5 different languages. Saying it's got no influence whatsoever. Of the Jewish people and of the entire world, according to the words of the Hebrew prophets. Hebrew prophets was up till 2, Yahshua. It is in conversation that the concentration of the Temple Mount, consecration of the Temple Mount and Temple itself will focus Israel on a fulfilling the vision and mission given to Saint Sinai, to Mount Sinai, for Israel to be a chosen people, separate unto God, a holy nation, a nation of priests, and to become a light unto the nation, Isaiah 42 verse 6. You had the chance. You had your chance. You wasted it. Why did Jaffa allow the temple to be broken down 70 AY and the walls being destroyed of Jerusalem? Why? Because Israel was where they were worshipping pagan gods again, as they did in the time of Babylon. Now suddenly this holy nation, to be the light unto the world, they was. The light that came from Israel was Yahshua, that shined upon the earth. The redemption blood of Yahshua that cleanses us from our sins and iniquities. He bore our sorrows. He cleansed us by His blood. Now time has caught up with us. This week we've dealt with a lot of sensitive information. Go on the internet. Go do your own research. See the rubbish that they're preaching and teaching as the truth. You now have a bit of a background which you can use. Till Monday, if it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha. Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.